Who can say you're right and who can say you're wrong? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Who can say you are right and who can say you are wrong? I've been talking with a lot of people about what is right and what's wrong, and what they should be thinking and what they shouldn't be thinking. And of course, what I think they should be thinking is what they should be thinking. And what they think they should be thinking is not necessarily what they should be thinking. I've written the Serendipity, and the Serendipity is about you and about who you are and what sort of things you empower and give energy to in your life. Now, who are you? And in this particular Serendipity, I said, we are what we think we are, and we are. But what would you like to be? Now, Mattia would like to have skin that's soft like a baby's touch, so that any one of his friends comes over and touches him on the face, and you know, it's just like touching a baby's bottom. And they would say, wow, what a fabulous young person this is. And they don't even know that he's 20 already. You know? What a fabulous young person this is. And so then Ellen comes along. That's Nana, to some people, you know. The Nana, right?
Nana.
Oh, excuse me, the Nana for for Mattia. And so Ellen comes along and says, I'd like to have skin like yours, you know. I would like to have that precious skin. And he says, well, you can if you want. You just think that your skin is like a baby, you know. If you think of your skin like a baby's skin, then you will have a baby's skin. But if you think of your skin like an old witch, you know, then that's what you will have, is skin like an old witch. And everybody knows in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the stepmother, the wicked stepmother, the witch who is the queen, she could be beautiful if she wanted to. She could be gorgeous. She could have the face like a baby. But the thing is, she thought Snow White was more beautiful than she was. And so she was after getting rid of Snow White so she would not have competition. Now, that's not what we want to do. We want everybody on earth to have skin like a baby. And the way to have everybody on earth have skin like a baby is for us to see ourselves skin like a baby. And when you see yourself with skin like a baby, then you'll see everybody else's. Just like that. It's just the principle, the way it works. But it takes training. It takes training to tell yourself, yes, I have skin like a baby. Yes, it is very gentle. Yes, I'm a good-looking person. Yes, everything is perfect. Ingeborg, do you have skin like a baby?
Yes, I have it.
Yes. Yes, I have it. Now, Ellen, do you have skin like a baby?
Yes.
Sylvia, do you have skin like a baby? Yes. Oh, yes. Mattia, do you have skin like a baby?
Yes.
Yes. See? And Mary Ellen, she is the queen of skin like a baby. She is the queen of skin like a baby. But how do you get to have skin like a baby? It's when you begin to say to yourself, I have beautiful skin. I have, and then you think of a baby's skin when you think of beautiful skin, because that's who you are. And then that's what you'll have. But if you don't think of that, then you won't have that. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever we think about, that's what we have. Now, are you surrounded by friends?
Yes.
Are you intelligent?
Yes.
Are you brilliant?
Yes.
Do you love yourself?
Yes.
Yes. Do you think that you're just wonderful?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And do you think everybody else realizes how wonderful you are too?
Yes.
Yes. And you see, this is living in the now. This is creating for yourself whatever you want. Now, you know, there's a lot of people, they go around saying, nothing works, I look terrible. cosmetics. He's got about billions of dollars worth. But all you have to do is have a few good thoughts, and you don't have to spend all these billions of dollars. And really, that's what it's all about. Now, if you could tell a little baby that they have skin like a little baby, they'd say, yeah, I know. And then when they're 5 years old, you say, you have skin like a little baby. I want to be a boy, a big boy. I don't want to be like a little baby. You know, right away, they try to get away from that, not realizing it's a concept. It's an ideal. It's not a matter that you're the little boy that is the baby. Ba, ba, wah, wah. You're the boy. Yes, I am. And boy, do I have nice skin. Do I... Everything. Yeah, I can be out in the sun and be untouched by the sun. I can run around and get scraped and scratched and clipped. It's right back, you know, healed perfect again, you know. It's fantastic. These are the things that we want to do. It's all in our consciousness. Well, we've been doing that to ourselves from the time we were little children until we are where we are today, telling ourselves that we do not have beautiful skin. We do not have the skin of a baby. And let's start telling ourselves we do. Because we really do. That's our original purity and integrity. The original purity and integrity for ourselves is the skin as a little baby. So let's start putting that concept in motion for ourselves and watch how it functions. Because it works very beautifully and it works very definitely, but we have to work it. We cannot wish for better skin. We cannot wish for more beautiful complexion. We cannot wish for all the things we might like in life. We claim it. And when we claim it, then we are it. Now, does Bill Gates have to claim that he's a billionaire? Not very much. Is he a billionaire?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right. Now, how does he act as a billionaire?
Just
as he always did. He just acts like a normal person, like he's doing his thing, like a normal, but he's not a normal person. A normal person acts like they're not a billionaire. And he acts like he is. And he doesn't have to prove it to anybody. He doesn't have to spend the money to prove it. He doesn't have to do anything. He just is that way. In fact, they can't give their money away fast enough. You know, they want to give it away by a certain time in their life so they don't have that responsibility anymore. Well, they can't do it. Because the money grows so fast, they can't give it away fast enough. They could go buy half the earth with all the money that they have, you know? But so be it. Now, what is it that you want to do for yourself? Do you know how to act like a billionaire? Do you know how to act like a beautiful woman, a beautiful man, a person who has beautiful complexion? Do you know how to act that way?
Of course.
Well then, do it. Do it. Do it. Morning, noon, and night.
I'm a billionaire.
We're talking about perfect complexion right now, babe. You can be a billionaire, too.
A billionaire with a perfect complexion.
Oh, she's a billionaire with perfect complexion. Okay, well, we'll buy that. And so are we all. But what do we have to do? Bitte?
Think our thought.
Claim it.
Claim it.
Think our thoughts and claim it. If we don't claim it, you can't have it. Now, would you like another piece of candy? You know? If you don't claim it, you can. It can pass around in front of you a dozen times on our whirling Lazy Susan here. And if you don't stop and take a piece as it goes by, it's not going to say, hey, I'm not there for you. It's going to say, you haven't taken it. It's there. All you got to do is reach in and take it and take it. But it's not going to jump out at you and say, this is who you really are. It is who you really are. Because if you want it, you just reach in there and you take it. And then you say, how good that is. I love you. I love you. I love you.